In Peterson Elementary's library, an excited class of third graders waited to find out how they did in this year's Alaska Junior Duck Stamp Art Contest.
Only three lucky students, kindergarten through third grade, in the entire state of Alaska can get the first place ribbons. This class received three.
One of the main reasons I love my job is to see kids succeed.
Chris Hicks is the teacher of the class, and he's really proud of how his kids did. His students didn't just win all the blue ribbons in their category, but also earned all the second place ribbons, one third place ribbon, and a lot of honorable mentions. They were competing against around 200 students across Alaska, and Chris says he's not sure if a class has ever won so many awards before. This big win, he hopes, will be a great teaching moment. He wants students who got an award to get a boost in confidence, and those who didn't to be inspired to do better in the future.
Those kids that didn't place, those are the ones that hopefully will be able to say, you know what, wow, look at what's possible.
Chris's students have been working on their submissions for weeks. He says they did a lot of research on waterfowl and worked hard on their drawings. And it seems like their effort paid off, especially when winners claim their awards to the cheering of their classmates.
Riley Caskey.
Riley Caskey's winning picture shows a mallard landing on water at dawn. She can hardly contain her excitement after getting her blue ribbon.
I feel good about everything. Like, my classmates won, my friends won, I won. I just want to run around.
Even though it feels great to win, Riley says the thing she'll take away from the contest is what she learned about birds and a desire to discover more about them. Which is clear as she enthusiastically reads through a bird book that's one of her prizes for getting first place.
Herring gull, the peregrine falcon, the bald eagle, the northern heron. Those are a lot of birds. Now I can learn more about everything.
In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.